A new push to place restrictions on abortion access in South Australia is set to be introduced to Parliament by Upper House MP Sarah Game. The former One Nation turned independent MP will introduce a bill to place new limits on abortions after 23 weeks. Ms. Game plans to bring the bill to a vote before the March 2026 state election. This comes less than a year after the last debate over the state's pregnancy termination laws. South Australian GPs are among those speaking out against the new proposed restrictions. To hear more, I spoke to Royal Australian College of GPs Deputy South Australia Chair, Dr. Claire Keogh.
But it's really few and far between when it comes to abortion care. So late-term abortions after 23 weeks, quite unusual or quite rare in their occurrence, and done in conjunction, obviously, with the doctor and the patient. There's a very rigorous process involved in that, and it's not something that is done without, you know, significant discussion. It's usually a very complex situation and very personal.
What are the risks in politicising reproductive healthcare in these ways, especially with similar bills or bills like these that really don't recognise the complexity of the situation?
Yeah, I think, South Australia is in a wonderful position where we decriminalised abortion back in 2021. And that really put the power back in the hands of, you know, pregnant people, whether they're women or people that have a uterus. And that is really where it should be, between that person who makes the decision in an informed way and their doctor or their group of, healthcare practitioners. By politicising it, it really undermines that relationship between practitioner and patient and undermines that really complex decision that's already taken a lot of time and effort to come to. Really, we want the safety for all people. You know, abortion care is healthcare. Without it, there would be a lot of harm done. So it is very important to keep it legal and to keep it accessible.
So in contrast to the bill, earlier this year, health organisations among RACGP called for strengthening access to abortion and related services. What are the gaps currently, and what does strengthening access to these services look like?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So I think obviously the legal framework needs to be there, and it currently is there. So that's why we're pushing against any further restrictions. In terms of access, really, it comes down to the normal things like, basically capacity of services that already exist. We have quite a lot of public services, you know, primarily the Pregnancy Advisory Centre here in South Australia, but there are other locations in other health networks, but they're at capacity. So, you know, it is now legal and accessible for all GPs to prescribe for medical terminations on the PBS, but some of the education isn't there. And obviously, as a practitioner, you want to feel safe and comfortable providing that service. So, you know, between RACGP and other organisations, including Shine SA, whom I also work for and I'm also a representative for, we're looking to continue to upskill doctors in order to provide the service. But of course, it all takes time and funding. So we're very pleased that the government has committed to improving funding for reproductive health so we can continue to educate people.
Unlikely that this bill is passed, but obviously, you know, we have to acknowledge the fact that it's been raised as legitimate.
Yes.
But what are the real health risks if we do take a step back in the grand scheme of women's reproductive health?
So I think, you know, the other recent restrictive bill that was proposed, the Ben Hood bill, was only narrowly defeated. So we have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, there is ongoing political commentary on this, and it is a stigmatized issue. The risk really is around safety for people who are pregnant. You know, the reasons for an abortion are personal and complex, and certainly there are plenty of medical reasons and mental health reasons, but there are also a lot of complex social reasons, including, family and domestic intimate partner violence. Realistically, this decision should not be made by politicians who don't have oversight into that. It needs to be made on an individual basis between doctor and patient. It's a similar argument to, teaching abstinence instead of sexual education. You know, people will continue to have abortions. It is part of healthcare. criminalizing it just creates more of a barrier and makes it more unsafe. So being decriminalized is excellent. We need to continue to have it decriminalized and unrestricted, within the parameters of safety, obviously, for the patient, so that there is no barrier. Because as soon as you put in barriers, you just create an unsafe environment.
Dr. Claire Keogh from RACGP there, ending that report.